the book Hebrews for 208 on the Thessalonians readings of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, Alto International. Should you require any of the books which I've written? Although I only advertise 3 books in English as well as the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, if you are Afrikaans speaking, I do have many, many books. In total, there are 23 books which I've written in the last 25-30 years of my life. So if it happens that you are Afrikaans speaking, there are a lot of titles, and they all are A4 and A5 books, 500 plus pages. Should you require any information about those books as well, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number, +27 international code, 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are participating in the study, I urge you to go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you have missed out on quite a bit of information. It's important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family. Make sure you please have a 1611 King James Bible ready, pen, a notepad, and a 1611 King James Bible. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege. We are looking at Hebrews 10, chapter 10, and we are continuing from verse 15. I'm just going to read Hebrews 10, 15, and then I'm going to take an added text to give more body to the scripture that we are busy with. Whereof, it says, whereof the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Ghost, also is a witness to us. So what does the Ruach do? It witness to us. For after that he said, he is a capital H, Yahushua said before. First, now we are using 1 John 4, verse 4. We're going to start with verse 1. 1 John 4, verse 1. Now it says, beloved, believe not every spirit. Now this spirit is spelled with a small S, which means it's not the Holy Spirit or the Ruach HaKodesh. It's a spirit. Spirit is a person. People that will, which will preach lies, which will teach lies, that will be, which bring, will bring church-made dogma, atheism as a dogma, flat earth theory as a theology dogma. It says, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits. But the other word that try is test the spirits, whether they are of Yahweh Almighty, which is God. You must test it. Take the word and test it. Because the Bible continues, it says, because many false prophets are gone out into the world in this 21st century, 2025. There is not a time that there are more false prophets as ever before. Although the word says in Hebrew 1 verse 1, and we started with a study in Hebrew 1 verse 1, it says, in the old time, meaning in the Old Testamental time, Yahweh Almighty spoke to the nation of Israel through the prophets. But today, in 2025. He's speaking to us through His Son and through the Ruach HaKodesh. Hallelujah. He's not using prophets. But we find today that there are so many people making themselves to be prophets. And then they would say, and God said to me, like now, 23-24 September, the rapture that was supposed to happen, where different people says, God said to me. Don't miss out the Orthodox Jews. How many of that rabbis came and said, God said to me. It didn't happen. It will happen with the Feast of Tabernacles. It will happen on New Year. Rosh Hashanah. I said Feast of Tabernacles. Sorry. Wrong. But the Feast of the Trumpets. It never happened. I don't see those guys coming back and say, sorry, this prophet was wrong. The God that I heard that spoke to me was not Yahweh Almighty. It was just another God, because the word God means object of worship. But when Yahweh Almighty, El Elohim, speaks, then He does not speak through any other prophets today. He speaks to us through the Word and the Ruach HaKodesh. Why the Word? Why the Word? Because John 1 verse 1, Apostle John verse 1 verse 1 to 4 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yahweh, and the Word was Yahweh. Verse 4 says, and this Word became flesh, and we dwell among us. Verse 5, 6, he says, and this Word became the light. The light. Who is the light? The same light in Genesis 1, verse 3. Make a note, Genesis 1, verse 3. And Yahweh created the light to drive away darkness. Is that the sun? When He says He created light, we thought it was the sun all our lives. But I'm just taking the scripture here. But if I look at Genesis 1 verse 16, 17, He says only at that time, I think it was the fourth day, He created the sun, the light, and the moon, the light, and the stars, the lights. The light in Genesis 1 verse 3 is not the sun, the moon, and the stars. That was Yahweh, Shua, that He spoke, that He created, that He ordained to drive away darkness. Whose darkness? It's Satan. So we understand that Genesis 1 3, the light there, is the very same light which is in John 1 verse 1 to verse 6. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word, the Word, the Word. He speaks to us through the Word. He speaks to us through the Word. He says that, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of Yahweh Almighty. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. And we believe, we test every spirit by the Word, W-O-R-D, Word, Yahushua, the revelation Word of Yahushua. Hallelujah. And then when you look at verse 14, John 1 verse 14, he says, and this Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hallelujah. What more do you want? And that's the word that we should use to test these spirits. So what word is it? It's the word of truth. The word of total truth. We live in a time of lies. The internet is creating lies every day of our lives. False teachings has been put onto internet. like the covenant that's just been signed in Israel, which America, President Donald Trump just signed. It was on the 6th of October. And that is supposed to be the Abraham covenant. The covenant of Daniel 9 verse 27. Daniel's covenant. For 7 years. Donald Trump is forming a committee that is going to oversee the peace, and he says many presidents of the world is going to serve in this committee. There's millions upon millions upon millions of dollars that's going to be pushed in from different nations, especially the Arab nations throughout the world, into that bank account of that peace committee to make sure there's peace. While the word says, when they say peace, peace and prosperity, lift your heads, lift your hands. Yahushua is coming. It's all signs of the end time, but that is not the sign of Daniel 9:27, because Daniel 9:27 has to do with the final week covenant, which is the final week of the 70 weeks of prophecy of Daniel, which is 490 years, whereof 83 years was fulfilled right onto the cross of Yahushua, his death. 69 years of the 70 years of prophecy has come to fulfillment. The final year of Daniel's 70 weeks will start the day that the final covenant is made between the Roman Catholic Pope and Israel. We are very near to the time of the end, or the end time. We know that according to the scripture, according to the news bulletins and things happening, that certain offices of the Pope has been visiting Netanyahu, the first president of Israel, and they are busy with negotiations. Now, this is not to do with the final week's covenant. But if this peace treaty of Donald Trump, which is supposed to last 7 years or forever, is not going to work when it fails, then I believe it will be the time when the Pope will step in. And that's why they already are busy tying up certain negotiations, the Vatican, with Israel, which will be scriptural. So when we look at the lies that is created on internet, and the lies, when I looked at the video where Donald Trump was addressing Israel's parliament, very outspoken, I'm talking about President Donald Trump. Look, he's a good man, but it's not the final covenant as the scripture says. Why can I say this? Because for the last 40 years, Father Bush, the president, son Bush, the next president, President Clinton, President Obama, what was his name, President Biden, and now President Bush, and Yasser Arafat in between, they all made different covenants with Israel. Peace treaties with different names. And every time they call it the Abrahamic Accord, it's not what it is. And every time people will say this is the final covenant of Daniel 9:27, and I would stand up on my 2 feet, I would say, it's not scriptural. It will not last. It will not last. Why? Because Satan is not asleep. He knows the scripture as well as we do. So when we want to suggest that this is the final covenant, we must use the right scriptures. Now I just want to say, I do have a charter in English and in Afrikaans that you can get on your cell phone. You have to send me a WhatsApp, say, Prof, please send me the 70 weeks of Daniel's charter and the final covenant, the final week covenant of Daniel 9:27. And it's nicely done in color and everything. It fits on your phone. You can highlight it. You can pray. You can print it. You can put it on a screen. But it's on your phone. You can use it. Every scripture as in a very efficient and easy way. Yaoni and Rocco, two of my students, have made it after I made a presentation, video presentation in Afrikaans, and then they translated into English as well. So it's available in English or in Afrikaans. You can ask for it the way you like, and we will give it to you for free. We don't even charge anything. It's there. It's for the kingdom of Yahweh. And the moment that you start studying that, it's so easily explained. I'm starting with the letter A and I'm walking it through A and B and C. And between A and B I will explain it. Between C and D I will A, B and C. And I will, and then we go to D, E and F. I will explain everything in a way that a child of 13, 12 can understand what I'm talking about. Can come to the knowledge that I'm talking about. You see what has happened because of church dogma and teaching and theology. They made this stuff so complicated as possible in order not for you to understand. But while we're living in the end time today, Yahweh through the Ruach HaKodesh wants us to know the full truth and nothing but the truth. The time is caught up with us till tomorrow morning. His Father's will, Maranatha, Yahshua is coming back again. Hallelujah.